Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. All right, everybody, it's Clarissa. We are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur, a fabulous story. I can't wait until you hear it. But I do want to remind you that you can be watching these videos on inthelimelightmedia.com. So get over to the website, take a look. You can see them also on YouTube. The podcast you can see or you can listen to on inthelimelightmedia.com and over on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. There we go. Whew. That's a lot to say. And if you want to be following along with our new magazine as well, here's the June issue. Hot off the presses. Really excited to have Iris Apfel on our cover. So get over again to inthelimelightmedia.com under the magazine section, and you can take a look at the entire flipbook. It is absolutely beautiful. With that having been said, I'm going to be bringing on another gorgeous woman entrepreneur who's coming to us from Mexico, but I met her in Italy at a wedding, a nobility wedding. It was gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. If anybody's ever been to Rome, you know that I'm talking about something that's extraordinary. And this was a really, really great wedding where I saw a whole bunch of old friends and made a new one. And I'm going to bring her on now. She is a designer, clothing designer. We're going to talk all about her business after I bring her on. There is Patricia Govea. Lovely to see you here.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's been since February since we saw each other and we met each other at that fabulous wedding of our friend Isabella. So yes. How have you been in the meantime? How are you faring in Mexico now with these very interesting times?
Oh my God. I think we didn't realize at that time what will happen in the future.
Yeah.
Right? We were celebrating, we were hugging each other, we were kissing each other, we were dancing. And let me just remind you, like, was on February 22nd, right? Yeah.
So that's when Italy, for everybody that doesn't know, was really starting to go through the thick of it starting in February, and Patricia was there, and I was there, and reminding, I was at Carnival as well, which means, you know, in the middle of a million people, and we were both in the, you know, the north of Italy as well. We must have angels that looked out for us because it was a close call.
Exactly. So then I fly to Milan, and one day to another one, everything changed. Like, switch. Our life changed for one day to another one.
Yeah.
First, we saw this is a virus, and we saw when people to people, then 100, like then 1,000.
Yeah.
And then I was in the airport coming back to Los Angeles. And my flight was canceled. So I had to fly from Milan to Zurich and then Zurich to Mexico. And so since today, everything has been changing. Everything has been in the first days, of course, like with a lot of uncertainty because nobody knows what will happen.
Right.
And now I think like everybody is finding a way to adjust to the new normal.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's get back to your brand a minute. I wanted to first of all, I want everybody to go to, I'm going to put on the ticker so everybody can see us. As we are talking, everybody, you can go ahead and follow along at patriciagovea.com and go see her absolutely gorgeous creations. And
really love about all of this is kind of like the fusion of ancestral methods with high fashion couture pieces. And I think you're going to agree when you go take a look just how innovative this idea is, while Patricia has decided to give back to her community in Mexico. And she's going to talk about that, about how she's given jobs and help with schooling, and some health centers also are involved. Why don't you tell us about how the brand was born and why it became a socially conscious brand, a socially responsible brand?
So, Clarissa, this has been a very long journey for me. First of all, I would like to start to tell you, when I was 19 years old, I was a fashion student design, and I had a boutique in Mexico. And as a buyer, I was traveling between Milan, New York, and Paris. And one day in Paris, I saw a long line of people waiting to appreciate a piece of art. And surprisingly, this piece of art, full of hidden phrases, and with a story to tell, was from my state, Nayarit, from my country, wow, Mexico, and made, wow, by Wixárika indigenous people.
Right.
At that moment, I felt so embarrassed that I had no idea who my people were and what my people was, and in what circumstances this community were living.
Right.
And at that point, I think about it. I say, it's unbelievable that I'm from Mexico and I don't know my community. I don't know my tradition and my culture. So everything, wow, started in that specific moment. I feel a connection that to do something for that community.
Right. That's extraordinary. And so I was watching your, I went to your website this morning to do my research, and I watched the video that's there that I urge everybody goes to take a look at. What I'm going to do right now is give an idea. First of all, if you don't mind, I'm going to do an overlay. And this is one of the pictures that I found over on your website, and it is bridging the gap between cultures through clothing. And there are some of the indigenous women that you embraced and were able to give a little an education to, jobs, again, as we said, helping with schooling and helping with, because the closest schools and healthcare was really, really hours away, right, from this particular area that you decided to work in. And so I wanted you to give us a little bit more idea about why. Is it the Wet'suwet'en women? Is that how you say it?
Yes, Wixárika indigenous.
The Wet'suwet'en women. Okay, fantastic.
Yes. I know it's a little difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, okay. But I wanted to see the models that are there. I wanted to say just really quickly, there are the models that are there. And then, of course, you can see these beautiful, the beautiful women that Patricia is going to talk to us about now.
Yes. So, as mentioned it, I didn't have an idea how these people were living. So I started to educate myself about the culture. And also, I realized that 22% of the population in Mexico is indigenous. 68 indigenous languages are spoken in Mexico. They are, wow, living in very remote locations without access of transportation, education, health services. And of course, they are suffering for racism, segregation, and health. So when I started to study everything about that, how to incorporate them and how to support them, I really was very profound. I feel a lot of a profound respect for,
right,
them. And at the,
yeah,
same time, when I realized all the needs, I started to do a business plan and meet with government officials in Mexico to ask for support to health services program, education program, and with my project, how to provide jobs for them. And so we started to work on that. And that became my dream. Because when I met the first indigenous woman, when I had a connection with her, she is the director of my project. She's like a national leader. She's a fighter for justice. And she was a person who opened the door for me to go to the community because wow. it was my first time that I was visiting indigenous community in Mexico.
Right.
It's very wow. sad to say, it's very sad to recognize
yeah.
how we are so divided.
Right.
And so the first time when I went to this community and I met these wonderful women and this like the passion that they have for keep the tradition and the respect that they have.
Right.
I feel so blessed.
Right.
That experience for me woke more a curiosity. And at yeah. the same time, I feel it, the need. And I say, this is my calling.
So I'm going to bring up a picture now that kind of gives an idea as to what some of the tradition you're talking about is. And the and as I had seen it on your website, most of it is bead work. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. So we decided, first of all, I want to support equal rights. I want to support, of course, empowering women. So yeah. we decided to do a social enterprise. How we are collaborating with indigenous women. We are co-designing. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I design the garments. They design yeah. all the panels. And while wow. promoting and keep the tradition. So they decide. So we are the two. We are designers. We are equal.
Yeah. So here in this. Sorry, I was just going to say, in this picture, you can see around their necks, you can see some of the beading work that we're talking about. And certainly on your garment around the waist, this is the piece we're talking about, yeah?
Exactly. So they do all the panels, all the unique and very expressive handmade work, okay? The embroidery and the beading, and then we incorporated the panels to the garment.
Right.
So this is the size that we are promoting.
And, gorgeous.
And at the same time, we are provide jobs for the community, and right. we are empowering women, and we are collaborating. It's not like it's just about my collection. We are collaborating. This is our collection because we are equals. I need them.
Right.
They need me. We get together and we create this wonderful project.
That's extraordinary. That is so cool. So that's really, I mean, so from being 19 and traveling the world and getting the light bulb moment and saying, wow, I don't know, you know, I really should know more about my culture. You decide, no, I'm going there. We're going to be, this is what the direction I'm going in. And then seeing the work on your garments as a finished product, which by the way, again, you'll be able to see much more on patriciagovea.com. So go over there. And again, you can see the video that I saw. It's absolutely beautiful and really recounts the story in a magnificent way. That must be so satisfying for you. Not only are you helping the women, but their children. And this is probably something that will be going on for generations to come.
Yes. Let me tell you that this experience in my life has been one of the biggest lessons because I have been learned more from them than they have been learned from me. Like we started with a group of 25 indigenous women. Now mm-hmm. we have 300 talented, creative, motivated wow. women who are seeking for better life, who are putting everything that they have to keep their traditions, to keep their family and structure community, and to achieve their goals. Because everybody, we need the same thing.
Yeah,
everybody,
for sure.
We need peace. We need certainty. We need to be blessed with our kids, with our family. So it's the same needs that we have. Just we have a different marketplace.
Right.
But it's
right.
exactly the same feelings. It's exactly
yeah.
the same needs. So for me, it has been wonderful. This is one of the most beautiful experiences in my life.
Because of the video, you can actually see there's needle and thread, and it's one bead at a time. As they create these mosaic, beautiful mosaics that almost in some way calls back macrame in a certain way. I'm not sure, but it kind of looks like,
right.
yeah, it looks
right.
that way to me. Yeah, it's extraordinary work.
Right. Like our culture are connected for one way to another one. this yeah. culture is a very sacred culture. This culture is enigmatic. This culture and traditions is like yeah. Is very rich because they have a sacred place. The place is in San Luis Potosí. They do caravans to go to that place and do rituals and to pray for God, for sun God, to pray for the food, to pray for the environment. So they yeah. take care a lot about the environment as well.
So what happens in your heart when you know that they all get together in a sacred place and they pray and then God sends you?
You know what? For me, this is a blessing. For yeah. me, like just to be there, just yeah. to they allow me to be there because they are very close. They are very jealous about their traditions.
Yeah.
And so they call in Mexico, as you know, like we are colonized from Spain, right? So we have different ethnicities. We have different indigenous people in Mexico and the mixed people from Spain and indigenous.
Yeah.
But for them to be with somebody mixed is a big thing, okay? And you have to really understand and get connection to them in order yeah. that they open the door for you.
Yeah.
So just to have that experience in my life has yeah. been completely fulfilling.
That fills your soul. It fills your soul.
I feel so blessed.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I had the opportunity to live in Los Angeles, yeah. to be a Mexican, and at the same time to be in another part of the world with this community who are living on the mountain. With, in order to go there, I need to drive 6 hours and then take a boat for another 45 minutes and then drive an hour 45 minutes to go up to the mountain. And this is the nearest community.
Wow.
And then I'm working with 8 communities and every community is living in one mountain. So they don't have transportation. They need to walk between 3 hours to 12 hours to get together.
Yeah.
Okay. So like to be there in the up to the mountains with everything is clean. The air is clean. The food yeah. is completely organic.
The water.
The water, everything.
Yeah.
You know, like a, yeah. so it's, and of course, like, and now, and I'm living in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So to have these contracts in my life,
contrast, yeah,
my life,
yeah,
has been I has been appreciated more everything that I have.
Wow,
and
that's amazing.
I've been learning a lot of this.
I'll bet you have. So pre-show,
they are living so happy. They pre-show, are in the moment. They are appreciating everything.
Oh yeah. Have. Oh, I can imagine. Oh yeah, I'm sure. Prisha, we were talking about the fact that your business, from idea to conception, and it takes about 5 years. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. There are a lot of moving parts and a lot of yes. things as entrepreneurs that we have to pull together. You launched in November, December of 19, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
We just launched in December.
Right.
And in February, we had the opportunity, we had an invitation to go to present our collection in New York Fashion Week. Uh-huh. And so we were so excited because my director from the indigenous community, she traveled with me. So it was an amazing experience for both of us. And then I traveled to Italy because I had a meeting in Italy with a team to create a new collection with textile from Italy, because I really want to dignify these products and dignify in every single way to create a sustainable brand, to create social enterprise. And we are so committed to that. So, and then we are here at home with this virus. But
exactly.
You know what? So motivated, determinated that we are going to do it. And finding the better way mm-hmm. how to work together, because now, as I mentioned, the mountains, they have lack of health services. Yeah. Of course, it's very difficult and a lot of risk right now to go to the mountains.
Yeah.
And so just we are waiting approval from a government approval to go and get everybody safe.
Right.
Of course, the circumstances has been a little difficult and we have to wait a little bit, but we are so motivated. We know we are going to make it. This is just a time. And we
Absolutely. It's a bump in the road. It's a bump in the road for entrepreneur, for sure. So on a global scale.
We are just adjusting, but we are very excited. We are like, this is our project. This is our project. We get so happy to get together. So we are going to do it.
I know you are. Well, listen, love, I am going to say thank you for your time. That's how quick 20 minutes goes. Thank you so much for your time. I have everybody, I urge you to go take a look at patriciagovea.com. You've been seeing it on the ticker as we've been speaking. It is a socially, it's a so socially beautifully conscious and responsible brand. And we're all about that here. We absolutely love supporting one another as entrepreneurs, definitely supporting one another as women. But when we know that there's a social cause behind it, we get behind that. In a big way. So I do want to thank you again, Patricia, for being with us.
Thank you, Clarissa.
Love seeing you here. You're welcome.
Take a look to the website, because every stitch represents a history
and
a family who is seeking for a better world.
We'll see you next time. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. Inspirednewsradio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.